You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, episode 45, the February 2019 Nintendo Direct. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined as always by my co-host. He's the box boy to my box girl, Chad is here.
My body is ready.
Man, we got a great show lined up for you guys today. We're going to be talking all about the Nintendo Direct. Before we get into that, though, we have a special announcement we wanted to make. We mentioned this at the end of the show last week, but we are now accepting questions to the show. So if you have a question for us about one of our topics or just a question about Nintendo in general, you can always shoot us an email. And our email address is kariboshoepodcast@gmail.com. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. But we'd love for you guys to send in a question. We might read it and answer it on the show. Before we get into our main topic, we're gonna get into what we've been playing and our recent pickups. Okay, Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
Brandon, I'm so close to getting through Hotel Dusk on the DS.
Wow.
I can just taste it. I know I'm close.
You're just powering your way through.
I don't know how many chapters is in this game. I think I'm on 7 or 8, and I know I've just got to be getting close.
Oh, very nice. I cannot remember how many there are, but I bet you are.
Right, and the only other thing I've been playing is some Pokemon Go. Now, I have some special news on this.
Oh, very nice.
I have obtained a shiny Meltan.
That's incredible.
Could not believe it. It was the first box that I opened. I still haven't opened my second one yet, but I'm getting him ready for a shiny Melmetal, but I still need a few more candies to do that.
Very nice.
But it looks so cool. The Hex Nut is kind of almost a duller color, I would say, a little bit. Kind of a bronze or something, maybe. And then it has a little blue tail, like you said last episode.
Yes.
Looks amazing.
Well, not to rain on your parade, but I also have a shiny Meltan.
Oh, I was hoping I was the only one. No, but congratulations.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying playing Pokemon Go and trying to get me a shiny Melmetal as well.
So. Very nice.
Man, I've just been playing a bunch of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I've kind of got my second wind with this game, and I'm really enjoying it. I've kind of moved over to the World of Light and the Spirit board. Now, that's something that I played just a little bit of when the game came out and didn't really click with me, but for some reason it just has here lately, and I'm just kind of going through all of that, and it's just amazing the variety of matches that you find yourself in, because each one of these spirits has a unique way of battling to capture it. And it's just incredible what all they came up with.
Right. I love how they make so many different variations of fights. One time the wind will be blowing super strong.
Yes. Or
you can't swim. It's just amazing what they've done.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And I'm sure I will eventually get to some fights that are just impossible almost to beat. But right now it seems like some are incredibly hard unless you're using the correct spirit or the correct character. And you can turn a really hard, almost impossible match to an easy one if you select the right stuff. So there's definitely some strategy involved.
Oh, for sure.
So I've been really enjoying that. The only other thing I've been playing is I played a little bit of Kirby's Adventure, which is one of the new NES classics they released last week.
Great. What do you think?
Man, it's great. I had this game as a kid. It's Kirby's first console game, and I really, really like it. It's definitely one of the best-looking NES games out there.
Well, awesome. I have yet to give it a try, but I definitely plan on it.
Yeah, it's fun. I'd forgotten it has a really fun mini game in it where you're piloting a crane in a crane game and trying to capture a Kirby.
So okay.
I completely forgot about that from when I was a kid. But yeah, this is a great game. Let's go ahead and move on into what we picked up in the last week.
Okay, so I don't have as impressive a pickup as I have last week. The only thing I've managed to get my hands on this week is a Pikachu Funko Pop figure. Now, Funko makes a ton of these figures. I mean, there's probably thousands out there. I mean, there are a ton. But I've yet to find a Pikachu one. It was a Target exclusive. Never seen one in the wild, but finally came across one.
Yeah, this is a very rare thing to find out in the wild.
Right, and it was unopened in the box still, so I definitely picked it up.
That's awesome, man. Great pickup. Yeah, same here for me. We're going for quality over quantity this week. I was in a Walmart the other day and was just looking through their books, and my little boy was looking at the books for toddlers and stuff, and I saw that they had a copy of the Super Mario Encyclopedia. The Official Guide to the First 30 Years of Mario. And I had seen that this book had came out, and Walmart had a pretty good price on it. So I ended up picking this up, and it's a very neat book. It goes through basically the entire history of Mario, and it focuses really heavily on all the main Mario series games. Right. And it goes all the way up until Super Mario Maker, so it doesn't get into like Odyssey or anything after that. But this is, if you're a Mario fan, this is a must read. It's just very nice to look through and just kind of look through all the history of the Mario series.
Well, that's great. Yeah, no, that's a great pickup.
This is done by, I think, Dark Horse, which also does all the big Zelda books.
Oh, yes.
That I'm sure our fans have seen and stuff. And so it's very well done, and it's a great item to have on your coffee table at home. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get back with our main topic, which is the recent Nintendo Direct. Okay, Chad, so it's the main topic, and this is one we've been really looking forward to. It's been a long time since we've got a Nintendo Direct, and we were blessed with one this week.
It's been a very long time. I was so excited this past week, and I just can't wait to dig into it.
Yeah, so I mean, when this thing got announced, I mean, online, the hype was just unbelievable. And I did what I always do with the Nintendo Direct, and I got myself way too hyped up for it. But I would say this Direct, and we're going to get into it, it had some good things and some bad things. We're not going to really comb through everything announced in the Direct. You're welcome to watch it if you want to see everything. We'll have a link in the show notes for it. We're going to kind of hit our highlights and talk about the stuff we're really excited about. So we're going to stay as positive as we can.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're just going to sort of kind of go in the order that the things were announced. So, of course, the Direct starts off with a trailer. And it's it looks like a Super Mario World, but it's in widescreen, so I know what's coming. This is Super Mario Maker, but not only just a port of the Wii U version, like is what I was afraid we might get. This is Super Mario Maker 2, the very first announcement from this Direct.
That was a great way to start it off.
It really was.
Yeah, it looks like this game is going to be hitting the stores in sometime in June.
That was the other big surprise. I thought, if anything, this would be a holiday game for right. Nintendo. But, I mean, this thing is just around the corner. It's coming out in June.
Very quick. I was very happy to see that.
Yeah, so did you play the original Super Mario Maker or anything?
I don't think I did. Okay. Not on the Wii U, at least.
Yeah, it was very neat, but I kind of had it and didn't have anyone to play with, and I'm not real great at building levels, so I didn't play just a ton of it. It wasn't as great as I thought it would be, but I'm very excited about giving this sequel a try. We've got a lot of friends that all have Switches, and we'll probably be picking this up, and I think it'll be fun to kind of share levels and hopefully play through levels together. It seems to be that this game will have a co-op mode, although they have not announced that yet.
Right, it sure looks like that way.
Kind of even the cover of the game has Mario and Luigi, so right. That's kind of different than how the original was. So there's I think pretty much everything from the original Mario Maker is going to be in this game, but there's a lot of new stuff too that will make, I think, for a lot more interesting levels in Mario Maker 2. So we'll just run through just a few of the highlights. So it looks like there's going to be pipes that you can have on the same screen. So you can have the entrance and the exit of a pipe on the same screen, which I think is neat. Mm-hmm. There's also the return of the Angry Sun from Mario Brothers 3. I'm sure if you play that game, you remember the desert level where that sun is trying to get you the entire
chase
level.
Chase you, right.
And I'm sure people will do some crazy stuff with that.
Oh, boy.
Of course, you've also got, it looks like, colored Yoshis this time. So I don't know if they'll have different abilities or not, depending on their color. But it's neat that there's going to be a little variety in the Yoshis. Also, this was a kind of big surprise for me, but we see Cat Mario in this. So we're going to get not at least some power-ups, but probably some other elements from Super Mario 3D World on the Wii U. I did not see this coming.
I was really surprised they're adding a function from a 3D Mario game to a side-scroller like this.
Yes, so this is very interesting.
Very impressive.
But I will say I really loved the cat suit from Mario 3D World. I thought it was one of the better power-ups that we've seen in a while for Mario. So I think that's just awesome that they're adding it to this game here.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Of course, there's also going to be some snake blocks. So these are those blocks that move that we see in a lot of dungeons and stuff in Mario or castles.
Gotta love those.
Exactly. Rising water. I'm not a big fan of water levels in Mario games, but I'm sure it's a good thing that it's there. On-off switches. So you can have, blocks that either appear or disappear depending on which switch you hit. So I think there's just going to be a lot more tools for people to make some very interesting levels, and I can't wait to try them. Well, my one hope for this game for me is that Nintendo will find a way to showcase the very best levels and make those easy to find and to play. Because, of course, with any kind of game like this where anybody can make a level, even me or you, a lot of the levels are going to be garbage. So I'm really hoping that, Nintendo finds a way to showcase the very best ones. That's kind of my hope for this game.
Right, some people just try to make them impossible, and those aren't very fun.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of neat to try every now and then, but that's not what you're going to want to play the majority of the time. Let's see here. So also, I thought I'd mention, and this was not shown in the trailer, but if you look at the Super Mario Maker 2 graphic on Nintendo's website, in the very corner, there's a Koopa Troopa without his shell driving a car. So I don't know if that means there's going to be little vehicles in this game or what, but I'm very excited about this.
I couldn't believe it when you told me this. I've got to check it out.
Oh yeah, definitely look it up. If you just Google Koopa Troopa in a car Mario Maker, you will see it, and it's glorious, and it's kind of become the internet's favorite thing about this game so far.
Oh, I'll bet.
So yeah, that really, I think, a very strong start for this Direct right here.
For sure.
All right. So the next thing that we saw that me and you were interested in is we got a little bit of an update on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 for the Nintendo Switch. They mostly said about the same things they said at the Game Awards when this was announced, but it does seem like that there are going to be ways to team up with other members that you're fighting with for special attacks and stuff. And I think Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 had stuff like this, if I'm not mistaken.
It did.
So I'm glad to see that. We got a slightly updated release date. Now they're saying summer 2019. I think before it just said 2019. So I'm thinking we're going to be getting this game July, August, something like that would be my guess.
Right, right. And they did confirm on video instead of just the text we've been seeing that it will be online play and everything.
That's so. Right. Four-player co-op, online, four-player split-screen local. I'm very excited about this game. I can't wait to play through this with you.
Same here.
The next thing we did, we got, and this was kind of a surprise for me, but we got an update for Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker for the Nintendo Switch. Now, I did not see some support coming for this game after launch, but we're getting, basically, it's coming in two parts. So there's a free update for the game that's available right now, and this update adds the ability to play two-player co-op through the entire game, through all the levels. This is a great update for this game, in my opinion.
For sure. This is something to me that should have been already available when the game first came out.
I agree.
Like, I've already played this game on the Wii U, but I've never played it in co-op, so I've definitely got my eye on this now.
Yeah, no, I was very glad to see that, and it's also great that it's free. I wouldn't want to have to pay for that.
Right.
But also, there is some paid DLC coming soon. And it's going to be $5.99, and it's going to add, I think, another 18 challenges or something, and several new stages. And some of them they showed look kind of neat. I think there was a ship and different things. And so that's coming. If you go ahead and pre-purchase it, you get access to one of the courses now. And then the remaining DLC is going to come out on March the 14th.
Okay.
So I'm glad to see Nintendo doing this, even with a small game such as Captain Toad. I think it's a great idea. I don't know if I'll pick this up or not. I haven't even played through the full main game yet, but I'm glad that they're doing this. And of course, I'm definitely happy about the free update.
For sure. Well, now, when I think of DLC coming to Nintendo games, this was one game that I did not see this coming at all.
No, I really didn't.
Especially when we've got Mario Odyssey with nothing out there.
I know. Mario Party as well.
Exactly.
Of course, that Nintendo decides the rational thing is to put some paid DLC on Captain Toad, but we'll take what we can get. Okay, the next thing we got that I know me and you are pretty excited about is that we got a new game announced. It's going to be for the Nintendo eShop, and it's called Box Boy plus Box Girl. And this is a new game in the Box Boy series, which I'm very excited to try. I've never actually played a Box Boy game.
Right, I've tried out the demo that's on the 3DS.
Okay.
And I actually did enjoy it, but I think I'll enjoy it a whole lot more if it's on my Switch.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be very fun. Let's see here. Some of the highlights is, well, number one, the release date. It's coming out on my birthday, so I have to buy this pretty much. Or maybe someone should buy it for me as a gift. So I was very happy to see that was dropping on my birthday. But other than that, it says there's going to be 270 new levels all new levels. So they said this is the most ever for a Box Boy game. It sounds like an absolute ton to me. Now, I'm assuming these are fairly short levels, but even still, there's a lot of content, it sounds like.
Oh, for sure. And it also is going to be two-player co-op, which is something we haven't seen in a Box Boy game.
Yes, and that's where Box Girl comes in. So you've got Box Boy and then Box Girl. This reminds me of the modern-day version of Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. They're exactly. basically identical, but one of them has a bow. So I'm very excited about playing this. I think it'll be fun to play through some with you. And I think this is also a great game to play with a spouse
oh,
or a
sure.
girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited and looking forward to this. Let's see here. Oh, also as a bonus, players who complete the game can access a new adventure starring Cutie. And now this, instead of a square, it's more of a rectangle. And this guy looks neat, too. They show a little bit of him in the trailer. And so this is, I think, a good incentive to get through all these levels. It's that there's a whole other adventure after that. So, again, it looks like so far this is just going to be on the Nintendo eShop. I don't think there'll be a physical release. Now, who knows if it sells really well. Maybe we'll get something like we did with Snipper Clips where we get a boxed a retail version later on. But for now, it's just going to be eShop only, but I'm definitely going to be picking this up.
Day one.
Yes. All right. So the next thing we got was a bunch of amiibo were announced. They're all Smash Brothers amiibo, so we kind of know what to look forward to the rest of the year. So first off, we're going to be getting Daisy, Ken, and Young Link. They're all coming on April the 12th. And the pre-orders are up for these right now. So if you want to get these and ensure that you're going to get them on release day, definitely pre-order them. I know we have both, right?
For sure.
At Best Buy, I think, is where we got ours. And you just never know with these Smash Amiibos. Some of them stay on the shelves for a while, and some you never see. So
that's right.
If you're a collector and want to ensure you get them, definitely want to pre-order these as the pre-orders open. And like I said, for these three, you can do that now. Which of these three do you kind of like the most, Chad? Does one of them stick out to you?
Not really. I probably like Ken the best out of all
of
them.
Yeah, I think so. I like the look of the Young Link one, but we just already have so many Link amiibos. It's a little hard to get excited about it.
Right, exactly. So far, this is probably my least favorite wave of the Smash ones.
I agree. But don't fret, because there is lots more coming. So also, we're going to be getting Snake from Metal Gear. We're going to be getting Simon from Castlevania. And we're going to be getting Squirtle, Ivysaur, and a Pokemon trainer. They're all coming later in 2019. Now, I'm much more excited about this group right here.
Same here. You know, I was very worried about what they were going to do with the Pokemon trainer, since we already have a Charizard amiibo from the Wii U days.
That's right.
I wasn't sure if they were going to make a separate one for Squirtle and Ivysaur, but it looks like they are, and I'm very pleased.
Yes. Nintendo did the right thing and decided to make a little more money and split these up. But I am happy they did it, because I'm excited about getting an Ivysaur amiibo personally. I'm very excited about Snake and Simon, because this is adding a few more third-party characters into the amiibo line, which I always like. And I think these are going to be... I think a lot of these are going to be pretty sought after.
I would say so.
The third-party ones always are, and then, of course, they don't make very many Pokemon amiibo, so I think these are going to be pretty hard to get, and we're going to definitely be wanting to watch and see when the pre-orders open up for these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next big announcement, and this is one that they actually spent quite a bit of time on, and that was Fire Emblem Three Houses. So this is the Fire Emblem game coming to the Nintendo Switch that we've known about for a while, but they kind of showed it in a lot more detail in this Direct. And so, kind of, what did you think about the trailer and everything about Fire Emblem Three Houses that we learned?
So, from what I could tell, the animation looks very well done. Even some of the gameplay aspects, just very impressive looking. You can tell they spent a lot of time on this game. And just judging by the trailer that we saw and everything and the little bits of gameplay, I definitely plan on picking this up, but I'm just worried that I won't be able to stick with it. So it's going to be kind of a first time for a Fire Emblem game that I actually want to play.
Yes.
So I'm just kind of worried about that, how I'm going to like it.
Yeah, same here. I tried to get into Fire Emblem with Fire Emblem Awakening on the 3DS, the first Fire Emblem game on there, and it just didn't click with me. But I'm, it's been several years, and I'm willing to give it another shot on the Switch. Like you said, the animation and stuff looks incredible. I'm also into what looks like what's going to be the story. I think it's kind of neat, you know, with the Three Houses subtitle. Basically, you're going to be choosing between these three houses or schools, and you're going to kind of be the head of them, and you're going to be training your students and stuff. And what they showed in the direct, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm very excited about this game, and I'm glad that we're getting a Fire Emblem game on the Switch, a full-fledged Fire Emblem game. Of course, we got Warriors already. And of course, it wouldn't be a Fire Emblem game without a big, giant special edition. So they announced that as well. So this special edition, I think it's going to be $99.99, and it's going to come with an art book, a sound selection CD, a steelbook case, and a calendar, which I thought is kind of an odd thing because this game is coming out in July 26th. So I'm not sure if it's going to be a 2019 calendar or a 2020 calendar.
Very interesting, yeah.
But so, what do you think about this special edition? Are you going to be picking this up? Or?
So I've been known for getting all the special editions for big games.
That's kind of why I asked you.
So I've still got the Gamers Club unlocked at Best Buy, and it'll drop the price by probably $20 or $30.
Yeah.
So I've been looking. I haven't seen it come up for pre-order yet. It just keeps on saying coming soon every time I click on it. So I don't know if that means it's sold out or not.
So you think if you're able to get it from Best Buy, you may end up picking it up?
There's a possibility.
Very nice. Well, this does look like a neat special edition. I'm probably going to pass just because I'm not too big of a Fire Emblem fan, and I feel like there'll probably be some other special editions that I'll be wanting to buy later on in the year. But this is a great thing. I'm glad that they do this for their big games, and I definitely see this thing selling out.
Right. I really think it will. I would even think that there could be some amiibo or a pro controller coming for this one.
Right. So, I mean, man, we already know, of course, Mario Maker's in June. Fire Emblem is July. We've got Marvel Ultimate Alliance sometime in the summer. I think summer is going to be a very good time for the Switch in 2019.
It's sure shaping up to be that way.
Okay, so the next thing we have here, the next item, was another surprise announcement, and that is Tetris 99 was announced and released, and it's free for Nintendo Switch Online members. It's free to download. This is just something that came out of nowhere. I've never even heard this rumored, and there was a lot of rumors about this Direct. I never heard anything about this Tetris game, but this is very interesting. What do you think about it?
So Tetris 99, the 99 comes from, there's 99 players. It's basically your battle royale of Tetris.
Yes, who would have thought this is our next battle royale game?
Not me. I never saw it coming. So you start out with 99 players, and you just keep playing Tetris until there's one person standing.
Yes.
And you can kind of sabotage each other, and whenever you get some blocks to disappear, they'll appear on the other person's screen. And I've given it a try since I am a Nintendo Switch Online member.
Right.
Since I really liked it, and I am not a Tetris fan at all, and I really enjoyed this game, though.
I do, too. I was just wondering, when this was announced, I was like, who's making this game? And I really couldn't find out a whole lot, but on the title screen for the game, it says below, it has all the stuff about the Tetris company, you know, which is its own company, and then it says, you know, licensed to Nintendo, and any Nintendo songs or pictures are property of Nintendo's. So I think Nintendo made this game. And I just didn't see this coming. I think it was a perfect idea to make this free for Nintendo Switch Online members. So basically, that's going to get people to either keep their subscription or maybe even decide to jump on getting a free game like this. Whereas I'm not exactly sure how much this would sell if it was, you know, sold for a regular price. But this is definitely something worth checking out, and I really liked my time with it last night. I played about 5 rounds. The best I did was I got in the 30s one time, which you probably did better than me.
Only once. I got number 18.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I survived that long.
And you just start to get, if you're like me, as you get, you know, past 50, I start getting really nervous. Because, I don't know, it's just something about it. The pressure is on at that point, and you're just trying not to mess up.
Right, let's talk about the matchmaking for a second. How long did you have to wait to get matched up in a match?
Dude, it didn't take longer than 10 seconds, I would say.
It was super fast. I mean, I think it has a countdown from either 90 seconds or 60 seconds. And I mean, 10 seconds, it was full up already.
Yes, and one thing I like is, you know, of course, it has your Tetris game in the middle. But all alongside, it has all the other ones you can see in matchmaking as they fill up. And it's just very nice. Everything's very fast to load, very fast paced. It's easy to get a rematch or start a new game. And I just also love the music in this. It's a remix of the original Tetris music, and that music today seems kind of old and slow. But this new version of it, I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it gets me kind of pumped up when I'm playing some Tetris here. It just gets me in the mood.
This game's a lot of fun. Definitely worth checking out if you are a Nintendo Switch Online member. It is a lot of fun. They even said to watch out for special events coming to the game soon. So
right.
It sounds like they're going to have some special stuff in this. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they have in store for it.
Same here.
So I think that's a very good surprise in this Direct was the Tetris 99.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see here. Another surprise. This is another one I did not see coming. But we're getting a spring update coming in April to Starlink Battle for Atlas. Now, this is the game that has all this, for Nintendo, has all the Star Fox content that we've talked about before. We own this game, but I don't think it was a very big financial hit. I don't think it sold very well, because you can buy this game for basically nothing these days. And I really did not see an update coming for it, but we're getting one. And not only are we getting an update, but they're adding new story missions for the Star Fox team. And this looks very fun.
Right, yeah, like you said, we bought this game. I don't think anyone else did, but I'm glad they updated it for us. So it looks like we get to play as Falco, Peppy, and Slippy this go around. And I couldn't be more excited. This is just a perfect excuse for me to get back into some Starlink. I beat the game and really, really enjoyed it. I'm very surprised that they are giving an update to this game.
And like you said, you kind of play as the team, and it looks like you're kind of going up against Team Star Wolf and some of Wolf's henchmen. So
exactly.
I think this is incredible. I'm assuming there's also other stuff coming to this update because, the games, this Starlink on Xbox and PlayStation doesn't have the Star Fox content. So I'm assuming there's other stuff as well. One thing I can't find out is this free or paid? I do not know.
Right.
That's kind of to be determined, but I am excited that they are continuing to support this game.
Right.
Another thing we got, and I figured they would touch on this game, is we got another little look at Yoshi's Crafted World. And I'm usually kind of just like, oh, just get to the next thing when a game is just fixing to be released. But I was pleasantly surprised they announced a demo for Yoshi's Crafted World. It was available the day of the Direct. And so this allows you to play the very first level of the game and kind of get a feel for it. And so, of course, as we would, we immediately downloaded this demo and both tried it out. So what are your thoughts on the demo?
So I really enjoyed it, first off. I really had a good time. Everything's made out of crafts. It reminds me a lot of Yoshi's Woolly World, just the kind of the yarn and the crafts and everything. But I really like how you can interact with items and stuff in the background by using your eggs.
Oh,
and
being
able to knock out shy guys, you see, just loafing around or something, or knocking out a cow, just whatever. I thought that was a really nice touch and everything. And so you go through the demo and or the first level, and once you beat it, you get to ride a train to the end too. That was really cool. The shy guys, they steal the parts and everything. Or Kamek and Bowser Jr. are in it. And whenever you beat the game, it gives you an opportunity to replay the level backwards.
That's right.
So you try to find it. I guess it's Poochie's kids. I'm not really sure.
Little Poochie pups.
Little Poochie pups.
And they are adorable. And you had to collect three of them.
Yes. Right, so you have to go through the whole level the opposite way and find all the pups, and then after that, they gave you a chance to go through it again and try to find five cows, which I thought was kind of odd, but I played through the whole demo.
Very nice, yeah. I'm really glad they did that. This game looks incredible. Like you said, it looks like it's made out of crafts, but it just looks incredible on the Switch and in HD. This is definitely the best-looking Yoshi game we've seen so far, and I think I prefer this look to the yarn look even myself.
I do as well.
It seems like kind of the main gimmick of this game is going to be the ability to play through levels frontwards and backwards. And this is mainly a side-scrolling game, but there is a ton of depth to it, as you mentioned. You're constantly shooting eggs at stuff way in the background and moving into the background. And so I'm very excited about this game. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun and just a fun game to play through.
Right, and it gives you the opportunity to bypass the backwards level if you don't want to. You can either go back or you can just move right
along.
Seems
like it's going to be completely optional, but it will give you a way to basically double your play time if you play through them all backwards.
Exactly.
So I'm very much looking forward to this game, and we don't have to wait long. This game comes out in March, so I'm very excited about it, and definitely download the demo and try it out.
For sure.
Okay. we got another demo announced. This is another one I didn't really anticipate getting, but and I may be saying this game wrong, but the game is called, I think, Daemon Ex Machina, and this is kind of a how would you describe this game? It's like a robot fighting game or flying game.
Right, giant robots, giant mechs, and
mechs. There you go.
So yes. you're flying around, and this kind of brought back a little bit of the Starlink feeling to me.
Yeah.
So, and I was a huge fan of Starlink, so this gave me another excuse to fly around, and you're basically shooting. It looks like other mechs and little flying robots and everything. And they give you about 4 levels to play as. The art style is one thing that I'm not sure if I like about this game or not yet.
Right.
I'm still getting really used to that. But you have a ton of customization options for your character and for your mech.
Yes. So before you can even get in a mission, you got to create your character. And it is like insane the amount of choices you have. It took me a while just to get through that.
Yeah, I just went ahead and just bypassed it and just went with the stock character after I saw how much it was. But I did customize the mech a little bit. I thought that was really cool. You can make them look really neat looking.
So I have to ask you, what did you think about the demo?
So I think I'm going to pick this game up. I really do. I actually enjoyed it. I played through the whole thing, beat the final boss.
Wow.
The final boss was a little tough for me. I'm still not totally sure about the controls and everything.
Yeah.
They felt a little janky, but
definitely.
I gave it a try, and I've been on the fence for this game a lot, but as right now, I think I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the perfect example of why they released these kind of demos, because it may turn someone that was not going to buy the game previously to actually, hey, I'm going to pick this up.
Yep.
I can't say the same. I was very disappointed in this game.
Not a fan.
It just didn't click with me. I don't know. I there just wasn't as much to it as I thought there'd be. Even the world itself seems like, other than you and your opponents, there's not anything. There's no life in any of the worlds. But I was, and like you said, the controls were very janky, but they did say this is a pre-release demo and they will be making improvements. In fact, they're hoping to take feedback from this demo to make the game better. And I think that's a great idea. And I don't think I was ever going to pick this game up anyway. So it's, no harm done by playing this demo. It just didn't change my opinion. But again, it's just not for me, but like I said, it's always nice to be able to try out, especially a big Switch exclusive, without having to buy it.
For sure, yeah. So, I love that about demos. It gives you, if you're on the fence whether you want it or not, it just worked exactly opposite for me and you, so
right.
This is just perfect.
But I am hoping that this game gets improved, and who knows, it may have a ton of content and stuff that we haven't even seen. So.
Right, you never know.
Okay, the next thing we have, well, actually, no, okay, yeah, we have one more before the big finale here. So, we got an announcement of a new Switch exclusive, and this is coming from Platinum Games, which had me excited, because Platinum makes some pretty good games. They, of course, made the Bayonetta series, as well as some others. They made a wonderful 101 on the Wii U, and so they have announced a new Switch exclusive, and it's called Astral Chain, and this game looks very, very interesting to me.
So we saw we didn't even go over hardly any of the anime stylish games, and
there was a bunch of them.
There was
a bunch
of them, and this is the only one to me worth mentioning that I'm remotely interested in.
Yes.
So it looks like you're a police officer.
Yes.
I guess, with a robot police dog, it looks like, and that's kind of what grabbed me. It looks like you're set up in New York City, more specifically Times Square, and I really like that open world look to it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was mostly just cutscenes. I'm really not sure what to expect from this game.
Yeah, from what we can tell, it looks like kind of an open world style, or at least maybe it'll have a hub world, and maybe from there you go into regular levels. It's unsure, but it looks like you've got you and your partner. So if you're reading up on this, seems like if you pick the girl police officer, the man is your partner, or you can be the man and the girl is your partner. And you're kind of going through these levels. And it's kind of like a very fancy, stylish beat-em-up type game, which is stuff that's a genre I absolutely love. And this just looks like so much fun. I did look on Nintendo's website and their page for this game, and it does say it's going to have 2-player simultaneous play. So this game is going to have co-op, it looks like, through the whole game. And I can't wait to try this game out. This game looks really neat and really stylish. Like you said, the trailer was long, but it was mostly cutscenes, so it's hard to know exactly what we're expecting, but this game is definitely one to keep an eye out for.
Sounds like a good game for me and you.
Definitely, and this game is coming in 2019 on August the 30th. and I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about it as we go on.
So we got a pretty big games, June, July, and August.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year for the Switch.
It's shaping that way.
And then, of course, the Nintendo Direct, the guy on it, he said to make sure and stay to the very end, which always excites me.
Oh, yes.
And so, we got this Astral Chain, which I thought was going to be the last game. And then we had one more surprise announcement after that. And this one was just, I'm just still so over the moon about this announcement. So it starts off a trailer, and there's some, some rough looking waves in the sea, and there's lightning and stuff. And it finally cuts, and you can see a boat. And then it zooms in, and of course it's Link on the boat. And so right then I knew what this was. And it was everything I could have wanted it to be. Nintendo is remaking The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening for the Nintendo Switch. And this is my favorite 2D Zelda of all time. And I just could not be happier that this game is coming.
So I thought, as soon as I saw the title, I thought of you right away.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew you were going to be over the moon about this. And so let's talk about the graphics. What do you think?
Oh, this game has an insane art style. I'm not going to say it's never been done before. I'm sure it has. But this is the first time I've seen an art style like this. It looks like the entire world is made out of like clay or Play-Doh. And it just looks so neat. I mean, you think they couldn't make Link cuter than Toon Link, but this one would give him a run for his money. And it's just, the world is just lovingly recreated in this style, but it is the exact same world as the Game Boy original. I mean, I recognized every scene in this trailer from the game I played as a kid. And so I just couldn't be happier with this. It just looks amazing. What did you think about the art style?
So I really liked it, and I actually watched the trailer again, side by side compared to the original Game Boy.
Oh yes.
And it looks like it was kind of like it had that old Animal Crossing on GameCube look, where it kind of, when you'd move over, the screen would shift.
That's right.
So yes. And this was just smooth looking.
Yes. Yeah,
so, and I can't wait to give it a try.
Right. So it's very faithfully recreated but updated for a modern audience.
Right.
This. Of course, this was a 4x3 game. Now it's going to be in widescreen. You're going to be able to see more of the world. And I just cannot wait to play through this game again. Of course, when I got my very first Game Boy back in like 1990, 91, it was when this game came out. So it was like 93 or 94. I got the one that came packed in with this game. And it is the only game I had for a very long time. And I couldn't tell you how many hours I put into this game.
Get ready to put in a lot more.
Exactly. I'm very excited about it. We don't know much else about it other than that it's coming sometime in 2019. I think this is just a lock for the holiday season. I don't think there's any way we'll get it sooner than that.
I don't think so.
But again, just couldn't be happier with it. And I'm very, very excited for you to get a chance to play this game for the first time. I think this is one of the quirkiest Zelda games that they've ever made. And you can tell by watching the trailer, there's a Chain Chomp in it. There's Goombas. There's all kinds of stuff in this game.
Oh, yeah.
That is very unique because it's Link in a whole new world. You're not in Hyrule in this game at all. So I think I'm very much looking forward to playing it myself, but also to see what a new generation of Zelda fans think about it.
Right. Well, I'm already over the moon about it, and I just can't wait to pop it in and try it out. And I hope it's sooner rather than later, but I believe you're right about a toward the end of the year release.
Yeah. So, of course, going up to this Direct, there was numerous rumors, and one that I did see quite a bit was, hey, there is going to be a 2D Zelda game announced. But I never in a million years thought it'd be this game. I really thought it would be a port of A Link Between Worlds from the 3DS or something like that. Or even a redo of A Link to the Past, as that's the most popular 2D Zelda. But the fact that Nintendo's doing this one that is so near and dear to my heart, I just couldn't be happier.
Right, and it's really cool that they're working on their Game Boy games like that. We got Legend of Zelda, and then we got Let's Go Pikachu.
Exactly.
So they both the Pikachu, of course, was our Pokemon. It was remade perfectly to me.
Definitely.
And I can't wait to see what they can do with this.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm getting two games in 2 years that are just complete remakes of two of my favorite games of all time. Couldn't be a better time to be a Nintendo fan.
The year of the Brandon.
Exactly. So of course, I thought we'd also talk about some stuff we didn't get. There were some surprises, definitely, that as we've talked about in this Direct, but there were some surprises of what we didn't hear about. And I was, for one, was just shocked we didn't hear anything else about Animal Crossing or Luigi's Mansion 3.
I just knew we would get something at least on one of them.
I thought we'd at least get a first look or a release date or something, or even a release window, you know, holiday, but nothing. So I think this does pretty much confirm we're not going to be seeing these games anytime soon. I think it will be the end of the year.
Yeah.
But it would have been great to have gotten at least a peek at one of these games.
Just a peek. That's all I need.
Also, there was no mention of a Metroid Prime trilogy, which has been heavily rumored now for months. A Metroid trilogy port coming to the Switch. I don't know what to say. I mean, there so many people have said this is coming, it's hard not to believe it, but Nintendo just keeps not announcing it. So I don't know. Do you think this will come or not, Chad?
It's sure not looking like it. Yeah. Like you said, the rumors are crazy. People just keep saying this is going to be announced, but I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I'm wondering even if it actually is real, if maybe they're just going to hold it for a while now that Metroid Prime 4 has been delayed. Because to me, I think the sweet spot would be to release this game a year or a half a year before the next one. If they release it now and then there's no Metroid game for another 2 or 3 years, it may not get the same sales. So that's the only thing I can think of. Or this game just doesn't exist. Who knows?
Right.
Another thing, and this was a big disappointment for me, was they talked a little bit about Smash. They announced a big 3.0 update is coming this spring, but they didn't say anything about it. They were basically just trolling us.
It was really bad. They just said, you'll just have to wait to find out.
Yeah, and on top of that, we got no new character reveal, which I just nearly knew we would get.
We saw the back of Joker. So.
Yeah, that's it. that's of course, he had already been previously announced, so we still don't know what any of the other DLC characters would be. So in that way, I was very disappointed. But also, it just makes me look forward to E3 even more now.
Right.
So what did you think about this Direct, Chad?
So I thought it started good, and I thought it ended good.
Me too.
In between, it was just mostly stuff I didn't care about, but overall, yeah, it was a good Direct.
Yeah, and of course, like I said, we'll have a link to watch this in the show notes. Watch it for yourself. Just because me and Chad are not into all these anime games and Dragon Warrior. Hey, if you're a Dragon Warrior fan, this was a great Direct. We're just not into the series, so that's why we didn't touch on it. But and we've already went long enough just on the stuff we like, so we definitely didn't have time to gripe about the stuff we didn't like. But I'm just really glad that we finally have some new Nintendo news in our lives, and I just am eagerly awaiting all of these games' releases.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this show, and we will see you guys next week. Before we leave you today, we want to go over a few quick things. We want to remind everyone to visit our show page at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. There you can find all of our episodes. We're also available to subscribe on the following platforms. We're on Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and we're also available through the Anchor app on iOS and Android. If you like the show, please rate us on iTunes or on Google Podcasts. We really appreciate it. We're also on social media. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at KariboShoePod. And we're on Instagram at @KariboShoePodcast. So you can follow the shows there. Also, you can also email us a question to the show. We're KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. We want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.